brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast. At the time of recording, we do not know whether England beat Norway and make it to the semis. Maybe by the time you listen to this, you will know.
Yeah, this is like a time capsule, isn't it? You'll know the outcome.
A time capsule of ignorance.
Yeah, blissful ignorance.
We know nothing. We are fools. Compared to you, you're more enlightened because you're in the future.
Yeah. Are you happy or sad in the future?
What's the future like? Yeah. Tell me of your ways.
Tell us. Get in touch.
Yeah. At R&R Football, at Real Dyson, at Matt Ford.
Tell us about the future, yeah.
Tell us what it's like there. Mm. Is it a better place? No war, no disease.
Oh, yeah. Let's hope. You
know. I'd take them if we got to the semis.
Yes. Yeah, would you? Yeah, yeah.
Give me England winning the World Cup. Mm. Can have all the.
But if you had to. An end to war and disease or England winning the World Cup, you can only have one. Which would you pick?
I don't want to jinx. I don't know why I think I would. England winning the World Cup. You can't get rid of war and disease. What? Human beings.
Yeah, but that would be much better if war and disease was wiped off the planet. Come on. It would. You'd be like a hero. You've ended war and disease.
Yeah, but if England won the World Cup, I'd be a hero.
Would you? No, Harry and Jude are the heroes. We're just supporters.
Oh, yeah.
You had the power to change the world and you've picked England winning a couple of games of football.
Well, I guess if England win the World Cup, that could lead to ending war and disease because it would be such a positive moment.
Yeah.
It would trigger...
Maybe in England, yeah.
...innovations that would end those things.
Okay, yeah. Okay, fair enough. I'll take that.
I feel like I'm a terrible person now, but enjoy the show.
Matt, and you. Rock and roll football.
What a day. England on the precipice of another World Cup semi-final.
Welcome to the jungle, the Miami jungle.
Oh,
the tropical heat.
Oh, it's going already. It's going already.
It started.
Oh, just start now?
Yeah, why not?
Here we go.
Yes. Mid-heat wave Saturday in the summer sunshine. What a day with England playing in a World Cup quarterfinal at 10 tonight. You must pace yourselves once again. The pre-match barbecue or beer garden sessions. Don't peak too soon. It's going to be a warm one in Miami later against Norway. The Norse god Haaland leading the line against the place of his birth. Baby Erling was, of course, born in Leeds while his dad, the Roy Keane nemesis Alfie Inga, was playing at Elland Road, but he's fully Norwegian now. He even leads the Viking row thing that their fans do, the blonde bombshell banging the drum while the hordes move to his rhythm. Yeah, all very impressive. Choreographed fan work going viral, blah, blah. It's just the same thing as the oops upside your head dance that we were doing at discos in the 1980s.
Yes.
Old news. Of course, from an England perspective tonight, we all know the highlight of the game once again will be Anthony Barry's halftime interview. So honest, so cutting, so scouse. He's the only pundit I need to hear from. He tells it like it is and quickly, no messing about. Bish bosh. This is good. This is bad. See you later. An unlikely star of the tournament, the yin to Tuchel's yang, the straight talking scally to his eccentric German professor. I wish other number twos had the chance to shine in previous tournaments. Imagine having Tord Grip in front of the cameras during the Sven era. We never really got to know Tord or the likes of Ray Lewington and Steve Holland. It's about time the hype men to the big boss were past the mic and given their time to shine. In terms of team news, we know that Jarrell Kwanzaa's not playing while Farolin Balogun's ban was banjaxed by the big orange baby. His was extended by an extra game, another outrageous Infantino intervention. Declan Rice had a dicky tummy this week, but is apparently okay. Mark Gay's hamstring has been playing up, but on the plus side, sick note extraordinaire, Reece James has been seen in training. Woo! It's going to be a hot one, that's for sure, but we coped with the altitude in Mexico. We will handle the humidity tonight. This all-European party in the city where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn. Welcome to Miami, bienvenidos a Miami, a slappy Mr. Smith once sang. But will our fresh princes stay fresh in the Floridian heat?
Oh, Dyson!
I think they will. DJ Jazzy Jude and the Big Daddy Kane should be okay.
Yes! Love it! What a summer. What a summer we're having. Scorching heat.
Yeah.
England in a World Cup quarterfinal.
It's a great summer, isn't it? Last summer was good. Every summer just gets better. Don't you find in recent years, every summer gets better than the last?
Yeah.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Which is good, because at our age, sometimes we would look back with rose-tinted spectacles.
Yeah, you don't need to. People will look back at this era, do you think?
They will.
When we're older, when we're in our 60s. Do you remember the summer of 26? Long, hot summer, we'll say.
Yeah, when England won the second of their 5 World Cups.
Yeah.
They all just blend into one, really.
That's when it all started.
We won so much.
The Tuchel era began.
Oh! Absolutely wonderful. Dyson, you're sporting a new haircut today, full crew cut.
It's full crew cut. It's 3 at the sides, scissor cut on the top. It's quite short, but yeah, not full.
I would say it's a crew cut.
Not full buzz.
Okay, maybe a buzz.
It's just because I'm thinning on top. That's why it looks like a buzz. I mean, look how thin it's getting on top now.
Oh, it's like baby hair.
When it's wet.
He's crowning.
When it's wet, if I get out of the shower, it is quite a scary.
Charlton.
Yeah, it really is getting to that level.
Because it's short enough to sort of look a little bit yobby. Are you feeling yobby today, England in a World Cup quarterfinal? You basically got skinhead?
Yeah, it's like cosplaying a football hooligan, isn't it? That's what you got to do at these major tournaments.
Throw some plastic garden furniture.
The trouble is, I'm watching it at home with my 7-year-old son, so I'm not sure that's going to go down. He'll love it. Ted will get into the yobbery.
Will he?
Yeah. Come on, let's have you.
Who wants it? You're mad.
Yeah, just throw in the rattan furniture around in the garden. Yeah, why not? Why not? Let's to try it out.
It's part of our culture.
It's safer to do hooliganism behind closed doors, isn't it, than out in a foreign city.
Oh, private hooliganism. Yeah. If you're just trashing your own property and no one, you're not hurting anyone else.
Yeah, and fighting each other. Yeah, as long as you keep it away from everyone
else. Just fight yourself.
Okay. Yes, yeah.
Stand in front of the mirror, punch yourself in the face.
Yeah, I might give it a go.
Scratches the itch.
Yeah. But now I've got the haircut for it, yeah. I'm up for it. I'm
fully yobbed up. And what's your plan for later? So you're going to watch it with Ted?
Watching at home, yeah. 10 o'clock. Hopefully it's not delayed. I mean, another delay would be quite annoying.
So what did you do about the Mexico game?
Oh, mate, I had to get up about 4 anyway, so I just got up slightly earlier, watched the end of it. So I missed all the exciting action, just watched it all on repeat later on.
So hang on, you missed the first half?
Yeah.
So you just saw Ted Lane behind the ball?
I'm not staying up all night, then going in and doing a breakfast show. I'm not mad.
I'm not mad. That's, sensible people always have to say that. Yeah, I'm not mad.
I'm not a mad at-home hooligan type. I have to have some sleep. It just didn't work for me. What about you? Where did you? What, stay up all night?
No. Went to bed. Set my alarm for 5 to 1.
That's the sensible thing.
Woke up.
Oh.
Game was delayed. Went back. Set my alarm for 5 to 2. Watched it quite in a sort of daze. But the moment Bellingham scored...
That woke you up, didn't it?
That knocks the cobwebs off, doesn't it?
Wow, those 2 goals, so quick. That was amazing.
And then the penalty, the sending off, another penalty.
What a game.
And the defensive masterclass.
What a game.
That's the game that's given me confidence. I just think, I think Haaland probably scores tonight.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe one or two.
Our defenders have kept him quiet before in the Premier League, so it could happen again quite easily.
But he's class. I just think we've got to score one more than them.
Yes, exactly, yeah. And we will.
I hope so.
We will.
And you don't want to get too silly, but you think we definitely got it within ourselves to beat them. I think that's true.
Yeah, I know, I don't want to get carried away. And it seems like the easiest way it could have gone for us to end up playing Norway at this stage, but you can't write off the Norwegians. That would be madness, wouldn't it, to think it's going to be
crazy.
Easy. Yeah, we're not doing
the
that.
The Vikings, after what they did.
Yeah. It's not just Haaland, is it? They're a good team. They play as a strong team unit. Yeah. They're organised.
I don't know.
Odegaard in there as well.
Nerds. Getting organised. Got me pad and me pen at right angles.
We're all organised. Our fans are doing rowing in unison. Pathetic.
Yeah. We're all over the shop. We're a mess. we're coming for
we're
you.
We're ramshackle, but we're going to win.
Okay, it's time for a roundup of the funniest clips from this week at the World Cup. We've got 2 sections on it this week. Our first section, the funniest clips from the England-Mexico game. Only one place to start, England captain Harry Kane's post-match interview with his absolutely ruined voice.
Unbelievable support. speechless. My voice is gone. We had to fight. We had to find something. I've just been singing there. I can't really talk.
We all sound like that after we've been singing Oasis. I sounded like that all last summer.
Every gig, yeah. Oh, I just can't get enough of it. I can listen to that all day long.
The moment
it's
done.
Amazing.
Yeah, I enjoy them.
I couldn't believe what I was hearing when it happened. I was listening live on the radio when it happened. I was like, well, this is unbelievable. Surely they've just got to let him go. Don't carry on the interview. But no, they carried it on. Let's get more out of him. It was brilliant.
Someone whose voice should be ruined is EastEnders legend Grant Mitchell, who, I mean, the way he supports England is unlike anything else.
I'd forgotten about him until he came back at this tournament. It's quite performative, isn't it? But, I mean, I sort of relate to it a little bit.
It's a bit too aggressive for my taste.
It's a bit too aggressive.
Have a bang on this. This is in mid-Mexico game.
Come on, England. Come on, England. You just keep it calm. Keep it calm.
The irony of him.
Yeah.
Two. Come on, England. Shut them up. Shut them up. Everybody out. Come on, England. Come on, England. Jude. Love you.
Sounds like a demon.
Angry man on his own in his living
room. Haunted by Ross Kemp.
At one point, he was spitting in that latest video clip. There was drool coming out of his mouth.
Like a dog.
What effect does England have on him?
Wipe his chops. Drooled all over his bowl.
Horrible.
He talked about Jude Bellingham there, who had amazing advice for England fans after that win.
Jude Bellingham, congratulations, player of the match. What's your message to England supporters at home and abroad after that?
Have another shot and text your bosses to say you're not coming in tomorrow.
Yes.
He's so 90s.
Love it.
Have another shot.
Love it. Kids, don't go to school either. Whatever, take the day off, it's fine. Tell them Jude says it's all right.
Oh, the anthem of the tournament. Listen to this audio of England players and fans singing Wonderwall together.
Yes. Beautiful. Finally moved on for Sweet Caroline. Great.
Well, yeah, because we need a song that's from here, don't we?
Really? Yeah.
Without being too nationalistic.
I think it's good. It's good to move on,
All the songs, right? If the players are going to be English, the songs should be English.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What are we going to do next? The Macarena?
Can't do foreign songs.
No. We should do old hymns.
Yeah, Jerusalem. They should start doing that at the end of the game. That'd be rousing, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Come on. Jed Spence sat down with reporters this week. And, I mean, this man is absolutely ice cold. He gives some brilliant answers here.
Yes or no? Will more of your time and your analysis work ahead of this game be devoted to one player? Norwegian, number 9.
No.
What's his standout strength, Erling Haaland?
Finishing.
Have you seen anything like it?
Yeah. Harry Kane.
Yes, so, Jed.
Yeah. Harry Kane. Jed, he's so calm.
I love him. He's so cool, isn't he? I like to think that he had that sort of chin strap thing on when he was doing it as well. He's such a cool guy. I love him. When he got us promoted and he did that picture of him with a massive cigar at Wembley.
Geezer.
For Neil Warnock, it was amazing. I cannot get enough of Jed.
Oh, man, he was brilliant for Forest that year.
Yeah, he was. So,
so cool seeing him and Elliot Anderson.
I know, yeah, it's no longer of our
of
parish.
Of this parish.
Yeah.
Of this parish.
And we're pleased for him still. You know, he started off the tournament as a Forest player.
Exactly. One of the casualties last week, I mean, what a pub quiz question. The England player who got booked and got injured without ever getting on the pitch.
Yes.
Jordan Henderson.
Yeah, I know. Poor lad. It was horrible, the close-up of the break, wasn't it? It looked horrendous. That looked so painful.
It was, that's the main thing, is you worry for the man's welfare.
Well, yes, yeah. But I mean...
Silly way to get injured.
Should he have been there anyway? I think it's debatable. Should he have been even in the squad? Debatable is what I mean.
Okay. But so what you're saying is some sort of karma. You're saying he deserved.
No, not
so. He's not there on merit. He deserves
horrible.
To have broken
it was
bones.
It's a horrible thing
very
to
gangster.
Have happened to him. It looked very painful. But, you know, what was the point of taking him in the first place?
Well, obviously Tuchel thinks that at some point in the tournament he may need him to play football.
Yeah, he's not going to, though, is he? He was never
well, not
gonna,
now.
He was, no, he's definitely not now, but he was never going to, was he?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, late in games we've got three or four players on a yellow card.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But, you know, that's by the by, isn't it? Really?
It's by the by. It's all water under the bridge. Let bygones be bygones. That's what we say.
I have no issues with his squad selection anymore. You know, as long as we can field a right back, we'll be okay.
But it is an embarrassing injury, a silly injury, really.
Mm.
So text us on 8-12-15. What's the silliest way you've ever injured yourself?
Yes.
I've had quite a few.
Have
I remember
you?
I broke my wrist on a playground, primary school age.
Yeah.
You know, on like a climbing frame, there'd be a slide, some steps, there'd be like a fireman's pole.
Yeah.
I tried to sort of jump and grab the pole and go down, and I just jumped and missed the pole.
Really?
It was idiotic. I remember landing and thinking, oof. But I'd never broken it before. I was like 8 years old.
Oh, no.
And I thought, Oh.
That feels worse.
And I was sleeping with it in the air for a few days.
Really?
And went to hospital and had broken the wrist.
Missed the pole.
Missed the pole altogether.
Just fell.
How do you miss the pole? It's right in front of you.
I don't know.
It was harder to miss it.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember people on the park being like, how have you done that?
Yeah, why didn't you just grab the pole?
I tried. I really tried.
So you fell through the air. You put your wrist down to try and stop the fall.
Basically like Jordan Henderson.
Yeah, very similar, really.
And I didn't play for England that summer either, so the parallels are real.
Yeah,
and they are deep.
Yeah, you've got to be careful, haven't you? I've never broken a bone in my body.
Until today, we're going to do it live on air. You've been alive too long to not have
had
a broken bone.
Yeah, exactly. Let's do it. Well, I'll just do a little one, like a finger or something today, yeah?
Yeah, if you're up for that, I'll do it.
Yeah, why not, yeah.
Text on 8-12-15. What's the silliest way you've injured yourself?
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson. Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
State of him. What are you doing over there? Tell people what you're doing.
Right. So I'm just finishing off a cookie.
You're like a child.
It's
like babysitting coming in here.
I didn't know how long was left on the
sat top. In your high chair with crumbs. You need a bib, you mess.
Sorry, sir. Sorry.
He's going back for more.
It's these cookies you brought in. Yes. I mean, these cookies are amazing.
Don't blame me.
Cereal, milk and cornflake cookies are one of the best inventions I've seen in the cookie industry for some time.
Do you want to tell me about the other innovations of the cookie industry?
I mean, like the other week we tried the innovation that was the Jaffa Cake Digestive, wasn't it?
Superb biscuit.
That John Richardson left out for us, so yeah.
Left out?
He left it out for us, yeah. It's very nice of him to do
quite
so.
Like a little rodent. Yeah. He feeds in his
gut. We always finish it off, don't we?
Two fat little rats with chunky little rats. We're talking about silly injuries, and we've had so many already. Mm. Keep them coming in honour, really, of Jordan Henderson.
Yeah.
Managed to break his arm and get booked without
jumping
even getting on the pitch.
Over an advertising hoarding is quite a silly way to do it, isn't it, really? But this is an epic text. Are you going to read out Shanif at 40, give it its full glory?
Afternoon, boys. He's from Merthyr Tydfil, yes. All right, buddy, I read out. I have a tendency of stripping off after one too many.
Okay.
About 10 years ago now, on a lovely sunny day, I had golf about midday, finished by 3:30 in the clubhouse, 4 pints of cider, by 4:30 p.m, home, showered and changed.
Back
out by 5 for a charity night with the then missus. By 9 p.m, I was blotto. And sunstroke on my ginger skin ended up just going home on my own and leaving the missus in the club.
Oh,
I can't remember anything, but I got home stripped off literally by the front door and went to bed. 1:30 a.m, I woke up to the missus knocking on the door as I left the key in the back. She couldn't get in, so I went down to let her in, half asleep, still drunk, tripped over my clothes, put my hands out to stop myself, put them straight through the window with the front door, 22 stitches between both hands, 2 nights in hospital, and lost the feeling in both little fingers. Tidy.
What a story. Beautifully delivered. Like an episode of Ivor the Engine or something.
Fireman Sam.
Pondy Pandy. Pondy Pandy.
And then the PS. Strange. I still strip off, but I fold my clothes nice and tidy.
So he's learnt his lesson.
He's learnt part of his lesson.
In a way. Oh, that's amazing.
Just under 7 hours until kickoff.
Oh, yes. We're counting them down.
Got to pace yourself.
You have got to pace yourself. It's very hot here as well as Miami, so you've got to pace yourself.
So what's your plan for later then? Do you have a strategy, snacks, drinks, etc.?
I'm watching it with my 7-year-old son Ted and my 15-year-old daughter Bess, 14 actually, nearly 15, but that's by the by, because they're the only two that are into it now. I'm going to have a pre-match game with Ted about 8 o'clock where we go to the park near us and play football for an hour. So that's part of our pre-match ritual.
Okay.
Work up a sweat.
Shower.
The build-up. Depends how sweaty we get.
You're going to get sweaty.
Okay, I might have a shower. If it's really hot, I'll have to have a cold shower.
Please. Just for everyone's sake.
And then just watch it at home. Yeah, just watch it. Are you going out to a fan zone or?
I'm going around to my friend's house.
Ah, the friend zone. Yeah.
I've been friend zoned. Yeah, he's not interested, sadly. He's Welsh.
Oh, right.
It's only just sort of dawned on me, is this a trap?
Yeah.
Is this an anti-English honey trap?
He's not going to show it. That's going to be the trick he plays on you.
Go around there. They've all got Norway shirts on.
I don't know what you're talking about. Game? There's no game on here.
There's no game on. And the Norwegians are playing.
We're watching the rugby, aren't we? That tournament that's going on at the moment.
Do you think I'll be all right?
Well, he's probably he's an all right Welsh person, isn't he?
He's got to be fairly pro-English if he's invited.
I think the Welsh, a lot of them do sort of want England to win when it comes to the football.
Oh, my God. I can only imagine. I can almost hear them now.
I know. Whoa. Shouting at their radios. Yeah.
So that's my plan. I'm going to go around there. Mm. I'm not going to drink until I get there.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. You got to start. I mean, it's 10 o'clock kickoff. You've got to start drinking about 7 or 8.
Yeah. Good 3 hours. Yeah, good 3 hours responsible drinking.
I mean, that's fine, yeah.
Nod off at half time. In honour of the clumsy Jordan Henderson, text us on 8-12-15. What's the silliest way you've ever injured yourself?
Quite a lot of them coming in. Doug in Norwich tore a muscle in his knee, stepping off a bus.
Oh, that's physio.
That is so embarrassing.
That's a physio.
That's a real elderly person style injury, that is. Stepping off a bus, months of physio. The jolly god in a very hot Nottingham has been in touch, says about 30 years ago I was in a club with my mates and some sort of Saturday Night Fever remix came on. So doing my best John Travolta dancing, I slipped and broke my metacarpal in my foot. And that wasn't the embarrassing part, so that was when I told the nurses what had happened, and then she had written it down in his notes. So all the people at the x-ray department, the doctors, the surgeons, they all knew that he did it dancing like John Travolta, which is quite embarrassing, isn't it?
Do you know, I bet that was the entrance version of Stan.
Was it?
I bet remix. It was. I'm just thinking, because that was such a good version.
Yes, that would have really got you going. It seems excusable that you'd injure your foot to that.
We were all doing our metacarpal. Well, it's written metacarpal. I don't know what that is. I know what the metatarsal is.
Metatarsal, I don't know. I thought there was some other bone.
Could be another bone.
I wasn't aware of. There are a lot of bones, aren't there, in the foot?
So many bones in the feet.
I'm not 100% sure, but yeah, let's not get bogged down into that. It's in your hand, the metacarpal.
Word. But wow. He said he broke the metacarpal in his foot.
Well, I think he's getting the details.
He's all over the place. How bad was that injury?
He's still suffering as a result of the
dancing. He hit the floor so hard, one of his hand bones went into his feet. God. Oh. Lucky to stay alive. Okay, it's time for, I think this is our favourite.
Yes.
Feature.
It is. Brand new feature. I think it should keep going into the new season in the Premier League. It's that good.
Deciding who wins based on their food. It's time for Trust Your Gut. Okay, just a reminder, each week, Dyson and I bring a different food for a different nation. Producer Will eats it and decides who's going to win. So we did Morocco versus Brazil. It was hummus against chimichurri.
Yes.
Will's got predicted a Brazil win and both teams to score. Final score was 1-1, so close. Then we had Sweden versus the Netherlands. It was ravioli against stroopwafel. Will's got predicted a win for the Netherlands. They won. Then it was Canada versus South Africa. Madeira cake versus pancakes. Will's got predicted a win for Canada. And what happened? They won. Then Mexico, England. It was extra hot Doritos versus pork pie, scotch egg and crisps. Will's got predicted a win for England. So Will's got us a 75% correct guess rate.
That's pretty good, isn't it? We can trust that gut.
Today's fixture is England versus Norway. Dyson's England. I'm Norway. Dyson, what have you got for producer Will?
Oh, maybe we're better to start with yours, because mine is not on the savoury side, I would just say.
Okay.
And I'm hoping yours is going to be that Norwegian rank fish that they have, the fermented fish.
I've got a severe fish allergy.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not that.
Probably not going to be
although
that.
Although I did buy smoked salmon from the supermarket, so that's in the fridge for whoever wants it.
Oh.
I just don't want to bring it in here.
Okay.
But this is not strictly Norwegian cuisine, but it is Norway's best player's favourite food.
Ah.
This is kebab meat pizza.
Oh, wow.
Dyson's face. Look at him. He's gone. He's gone walking. Drawn to it. Drawn to the light.
Oh,
now, they've done it as a kind of wrap.
It's a calzone, is it?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a proper pizza.
Wow. I mean,
producer Will. Cutting in.
I already know his guts.
Look at him, Dyson wandering over like a hungry child.
Oh, it looks amazing.
Dyson has drifted out of position. Get it in there.
So he's got the cheese in there as well, yeah?
Here we go. Kebab meat pizza. Haaland's favourite.
Wow.
Not strictly Norwegian.
No, but it's a good way of doing it, yeah. Haaland's favourite food.
I've gone back for a second bite.
This.
What are we saying, Will?
Wow.
He's saying wow.
Wow. That is amazing.
Okay. He says it's good.
That's going to take some beating. And I want England to win more than
anyone.
Well,
I've gone for a quintessential English
quintessential
staple. Quintessential? Yeah, quintessential English staple, right?
Who's Quent?
It's
my mate Quent. Quintessential.
Open it. An English trifle.
Oh!
A trifle.
Oh!
Yeah. Custard. Jelly. Cream.
Oh.
Imagine having
look at that
straight a strawberry trifle. I think it is.
Oh, layers and layers of sugar.
Such a great
thickness
English pudding.
Oh, wow, as well.
Really?
Yeah.
So
good.
Both two entries, two strong teams playing tonight. This mirroring the game.
Mirrors the game.
Mm. Okay. It's a normal time.
Mm.
It's a draw.
Ooh. Oh, it's going to extra
both
time.
Both bring different things.
Yeah, yeah.
And because it's extra time,
yeah.
If you're having a meal, what do you have? In the extra time of the meal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have a dessert.
Yes, you do, yeah.
England win on penalties.
Oh, whoa, whoa. Mega drama.
The power of the trifle.
Wow, we stick a tenner on it. He's got never on, apart from the one time it was. I think you've offended at least one person.
Have I, really?
Someone's got in touch and says, jelly is totally wrong in trifle.
Is it?
That's what they're saying.
What?
Defend yourself.
Jelly
what
is
have you done?
A key part of trifle. There are only three elements, aren't there?
Go on.
Jelly, custard, cream.
Isn't there cake sometimes?
Oh,
sponge
yeah.
Sponge layer?
A bit of soggy sponge, isn't there, generally? And some, yeah, you'd put some sherry in it, I think, traditionally.
Yeah, you'd soak that bread.
Soak the cake. Yeah, so maybe jelly is just what you get in supermarket trifles. You might, I mean, I didn't make this from scratch. Sorry to let you down on that front, but that's what they do. They do jelly in supermarket trifles. Perhaps they're right, yeah.
Instead of the cake.
It was remiss of me not to bring in the hundreds and thousands. I should have done a little sprinkle of them on top. So I've let myself down there.
We are all reeling from that kebab meat pizza.
Oh, it's so good.
I'll tell you, he's onto some at any hour, Erling.
Erling knows his stuff, yeah. The cheese works so well with the meat. It's an added calorific layer, which I'm welcome.
That's often when I'm eating kebab meat, I think, this needs more salt.
Yeah,
if only someone had drenched this in
I'm
cheese.
I'm not going to be thirsty enough at 3 a.m. just eating this. I want to be more thirsty.
Sophie in Hull's been in touch. Get in touch with us. 8:12:15, your embarrassing injuries. She says, I stepped on the foot of a rake at 7. I saw the handle, then work up on the lawn. My dad was laughing his head off. He didn't help me, no. Why would he? I gathered myself and got back up. Did the same thing again somehow.
What?
Woke up on the grass again. By this point, my dad was slapping the garden wall and crouching down because he couldn't breathe. He was laughing that much. I crawled away after that and had the V sign in bruises on my forehead for 3 days and a slight headache at school. The pupils laughed, but I was slapping the face when the teachers joined in. As an adult, I'm still nervous of rakes.
What a story.
Wow. Knocked herself out twice.
Kept doing it.
What up?
Something from a Tom and Jerry cartoon. And the dad's doesn't care. He's just lapping it up.
Sophie obviously grew up with... It's like the Home Alone house.
Yeah, it's really harsh, that is.
Have you ever stepped on a rake?
No. Maybe the sharp bit, not the way that it would go up in my face, but yeah, stepping on the sharp upturned section, maybe I've done that, but not to a point where it's gone through my foot. That looks horrible.
Worst thing you trod on? Lego?
Lego's bad. Yeah, shards of glass. I tread on them quite a lot. You know,
why?
So there's a glass been smashed. No one's cleaned it up properly, and you're walking around the house barefoot. That happens a lot. I don't know if it's just my house.
Just don't walk around barefoot.
Oh,
get some slippers.
No, it could do, but you know, in the
Your
summer,
sweaty
I'm not wearing
feet.
Slippers in the heat.
Oh, I bet you ski across that floor, gliding on your foot juice.
About my sweaty feet.
I can just imagine just the grease, the lube, outrageous. Just oozing out of your big feet,
spurting liquid out of them constantly.
And they're like, Dyson's dad's got wet feet. Your dad's got the wettest feet in Hastings. Get your wet feet away from me, you freak. Well, this trifle thing's kicked off. Nigel from Rotherham says, trifle is the greatest of all desserts and always has jelly. I'd like to know how you make it without.
It's a good question, yeah. To the person that said jelly is totally wrong in a trifle, I have asked what you're putting in instead of jelly. No reply as yet, but I mean, hopefully we'll find out. But I think it's just fruit and sponge.
It's surely it's booze-soaked sponge. That was always the basis. Yeah, that's what we were told.
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, it's a good point. I mean, it is the greatest of all desserts. I agree with Nigel.
Someone here says, as a child, I broke my thumb doing a Superman impression in front of my family onto the sofa. I pushed my thumb right back, looked awful, and felt a right idiot.
Oh, dear. That is painful.
Hands. Once you're landing on hands.
Yeah, yeah. Anything can happen.
Anything.
Anything can happen. Yeah, yeah. It's dangerous. It really is.
But it's better than landing on your face, like I did once in a nightclub, Rock City.
Oh, yeah.
Was dancing on the stage, misjudged where the end of the stage was, and just fell straight down onto my face, smashed open my chin.
Oh,
had to go to A&E for stitches.
Horrendous.
I had like 4 stitches on my chin, and then I'd work experience that week.
So what were you like holding drinks with your other hands? Why didn't you bring your arms into
I just walked forward. I just thought it was delights from my eyes.
Yeah, right. Okay,
I just misjudged it.
Yeah.
I couldn't see where the end of the stage
straight
was.
Straight on your face.
Wallop. Kaboom.
They must have been, were you knocked out? Were you unconscious or?
I got straight back up and carried on dancing. The bouncer was like, you got to go to hospital,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, you got blood all over you.
You got blood all day. Come on, Ducky, go hospital. Get out of the sight. He bandaged me up, actually. He was the first aider.
Oh, did he? Oh, nice.
But then I had work experience. I had to be like, oh, I fell off a
lovely bouncers at Rock City. I used to remember the bouncers. They were very generous when it came to fake IDs. I seem to you could get in there any age.
That was
fine.
Then. That was back in the day. Yeah, it's no reflection on the establishment now.
Not now, obviously. Years ago.
But that was the culture.
It was.
I mean, everywhere.
Yeah.
Our generation, we grew up and you were just allowed out at 15.
Yeah, exactly.
It blows people's minds when
they
tell them that.
They didn't care.
It was part of the business. No one, like, we've not had economic growth since we banned underage drinking.
That's true, what I'm saying. Right, yeah. You're onto something.
The pubs will be straight onto Burnham saying, you've got to let teenagers drink again. It's the only way to get this economy going. Okay, it's time for, I think this is our favourite.
Yes.
Feature.
It is. Brand new feature. I think it should keep going into the new season in the Premier League. It's that good.
Deciding who wins based on their food. It's time for Trust Your Gut. Okay, just a reminder, each week, Dyson and I bring a different food for a different nation. Producer Will eats it and decides who's going to win. So we did Morocco versus Brazil. It was hummus against chimichurri.
Yes.
Will's gut predicted a Brazil win and both teams to score. Final score was 1-1, so close. Then we had Sweden versus the Netherlands. It was ravioli against stroopwafel. Will's gut predicted a win for the Netherlands. They won. Then it was Canada versus South Africa. Madeira cake versus pancakes. Will's gut predicted a win for Canada. And what happened? They won. Then Mexico, England. It was extra hot Doritos versus pork pie, scotch egg and crisps. Will's gut predicted a win for England. So Will's gut has a 75% correct guess rate.
It's pretty good, isn't it? We can trust that gut.
Today's fixture is England versus Norway. Dyson's England. I'm Norway. Dyson, what have you got for producer Will?
Oh, maybe we'd better start with yours, because mine is not on the savoury side, I would just say.
Okay.
And I'm hoping yours is going to be that Norwegian rank fish that they have, the fermented fish.
I've got a severe fish allergy.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not that.
Probably not going to be
Although
that.
Although I did buy smoked salmon from the supermarket, so that's in the fridge for whoever wants it.
Oh.
I just didn't want to bring it in here.
Okay.
But this is not strictly Norwegian cuisine, but it is Norway's best player's favourite food.
Ah.
This is kebab meat pizza.
Oh, wow.
It's Dyson's face. Look at him. He's gone, walking. Drawn to it. Drawn to the light. Now, they've done it as a kind of wrap.
It's a calzone, is it?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a proper pizza.
Wow. I mean,
producer Will. This cutting is, in.
I already know his guts.
Look at him, Dyson wandering over like a hungry child.
Oh, it looks amazing.
Dyson has drifted out of position. Get it in there.
So he's got the cheese in there as well, yeah?
Here we go. Kebab meat pizza. Haaland's favourite.
Wow.
Not strictly Norwegian.
No, but it's a good way of doing it, yeah. Haaland's favourite food.
I've gone back for a second bite.
This.
What are we saying, Will?
Wow.
Are we saying wow?
Wow. That is amazing.
Okay. He says it's good.
That's going to take some beating. And I want England to win more than
anyone.
Well,
I've gone for a quintessential English
quintessential
staple. Quintessential? Yeah, quintessential English staple, right?
Who's Quent? My mate Quent. Quintessential.
Open it. Oh, an English trifle.
Oh!
A trifle.
Oh!
Yeah. Custard. Jelly. Cream.
Oh.
Imagine having
look at that
straight a strawberry trifle, I think it is.
Oh, layers and layers of sugar.
Such a great
thickness.
English pudding.
Oh, wow as well.
Really?
Yeah.
That
is so good.
Both two entries, two strong teams playing tonight. This mirroring the game.
It mirrors the game.
Mm. Okay. It's a normal time, it's a draw.
Ooh, it's going to extra
time. Both bring different things.
Yeah, yeah.
And because it's extra time,
yeah.
If you're having a meal, what do you have in the extra time of the meal?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have a dessert.
Yes, you do, yeah.
England win on penalties.
Oh, mega drama.
The power of the trifle.
Wow, we stick a tenner on it. His guts never on, apart from the one time it was. I think you've offended at least one person.
Have I, really?
Someone's got in touch and says, jelly is totally wrong in trifle.
Is it?
That's what they're saying.
What?
Defend yourself.
Jelly.
What
is
have you done?
A key part of trifle. There are only three elements, aren't there?
Go on.
Jelly, custard, cream.
Isn't there cake sometimes?
Oh,
sponge,
yeah.
Sponge layer?
A bit of soggy sponge, isn't there, generally? And some, yeah, you'd put some sherry in it, I think, traditionally.
Yeah, you'd soak that bread.
Soak your cake. Yeah, so maybe jelly is just what you get in supermarket trifles. You might, I mean, I didn't make this from scratch. Sorry to let you down on that front, but that's what they do. They do jelly in supermarket trifles. Perhaps they're right, yeah.
Instead of the cake.
It was remiss of me not to bring in hundreds and thousands. I should have done a little sprinkle of them on top. So I've let myself down there.
We are all reeling from that kebab meat pizza.
Oh, it's so good.
I tell you, he's onto some any hour, Erling.
Erling knows his stuff, yeah. The cheese works so well with the meat. It's an added layer of, an added calorific layer, which I'm welcome.
That's often when I'm eating kebab meat, I think, this needs more salt.
Yeah.
If only someone had drenched this in cheese.
I'm not going to be thirsty enough at 3 a.m. just eating this. I want to be more thirsty.
Sophie in Hull's been in touch. Get in touch with us. 8-12-15, your embarrassing injuries. Says, I stepped on the foot of a rake at 7. I saw the handle, then woke up on the lawn. My dad was laughing his head off. He didn't help me, no. Why would he? I gathered myself and got back up. Did the same thing again somehow.
What?
Woke up on the grass again. By this point, my dad was slapping the garden wall and crouching down because he couldn't breathe. He was laughing that much. I crawled away after that and had the V sign in bruises on my forehead for 3 days and a slight headache at school. The pupils laughed, but I was slapping the face when the teachers joined in. As an adult, I'm still nervous of rakes.
What a story.
Wow. Knocked herself out twice.
Kept doing it.
Wallop.
Something from a Tom and Jerry cartoon. And the dad's doesn't care. He's just lapping it up.
Sophie obviously grew up with... It's like the Home Alone house.
Yeah, it's really harsh, that is.
Have you ever stepped on a rake?
No. Maybe the sharp bit, not in a way that it would go up in my face, but yeah, stepping on the sharp upturned section, maybe I've done that, but not to a point where it's gone through my foot. That looks horrible.
Worst thing you trod on, Lego?
Lego's bad. Yeah, shards of glass. I tread on them quite a lot, you know.
Why?
So there's a glass been smashed, no one's cleaned it up properly, and you're walking around the house barefoot. That happens a lot. I don't know if it's just my house.
Just don't walk around barefoot.
Oh,
get some slippers.
No, it could do, but you know, in the summer, I'm not wearing slippers in the heat.
Oh, I bet you ski across that floor, gliding on your foot juice.
You know about my sweaty feet.
I can just imagine just the grease, the lube, just oozing out of your big feet.
Spurting liquid out of them constantly.
And they're like, Dyson's dad's got wet feet. Your dad's got the wettest feet in Hastings. Get your wet feet away from me, you freak. Well, this trifle thing's kicked off. Nigel from Rotherham says, trifle is the greatest of all desserts and always has jelly. I'd like to know how you make it without.
It's a good question, yeah. The person that said jelly is totally wrong in a trifle. I have asked what you're putting in instead of jelly. No reply as yet, but I mean, hopefully we'll find out. But I think it's just fruit and sponge.
It's surely layer. It's booze-soaked sponge. That was always the basis. Yeah, that's what we were told.
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, it's a good point. I mean, it is the greatest of all desserts. I agree with Nigel.
Someone here says, as a child, I broke my thumb doing a Superman impression in front of my family onto the sofa. Oh. I pushed my thumb right back, looked awful, and felt a right idiot.
Oh, dear. That is painful.
Hands. Once you're landing on hands.
Yeah. Anything can happen.
Anything.
Anything can happen. Yeah. It's dangerous. It really is.
But it's better than landing on your face, like I did once in a nightclub, Rock City.
Oh, yeah.
Was dancing on the stage, misjudged where the end of the stage was, and just fell straight down onto my face, smashed open my chin.
Oh,
had to go to A&E for stitches.
Horrendous.
I had like 4 stitches on my chin, and then I had work experience that week.
So what were you like holding drinks with your other hands? Why didn't you bring your arms into
I just walked forward. I just thought it was delights from my eyes.
Yeah, right. Okay,
I just misjudged it.
Yeah.
I couldn't see where the end of the stage
straight
was.
Straight on your face.
Wallop. Kaboom.
They must have been. Were you knocked out? Were you unconscious? Or
I got straight back up and carried on dancing. The bouncer was like, you got to go to hospital,
mate. You got blood all over you.
You got blood all day. Come on, Ducky, go to hospital.
Get out
of this sight. He bandaged me up, actually. He was the first aider.
Oh, did he? Oh, nice.
But then I had work experience. I had to be like, oh, I fell off a
lovely stage bouncers at Rock City. I used to remember the bouncers. They were very generous when it came to fake IDs. I seem to recall. You could get in there any age.
That was then. That was back in the day.
It's not reflection on
the establishment
now. Not now, obviously.
No,
never happened. Talking years ago.
But that was the culture.
It was.
I mean, everywhere.
Yeah.
Our generation, we grew up and you were just allowed out at 15.
Yeah, exactly.
It blows people's minds when
they
tell them
that. They didn't care.
It was part of the business. No one, like, we've not had economic growth since we banned the underage drinking.
That's true, you're right, yeah. You're onto something.
The pubs would be straight onto Burnham saying, you've got to let teenagers drink again. It's the only way to get this economy going. Rock and roll football on Absolute Radio. There are just 6 hours until kickoff. Hold it. Shut yourself up.
Keep your powder dry. There's a long way to go.
Okay. It is a head-to-head between this show and John Richardson.
Yeah, his show.
It's card games. Okay, sounds, the way it weeks.
It sounds like you've started already, by the way.
What do you mean?
You're slurry, John Richardson. John Richardson.
It's hot. I've been on the stubbies. Love those stubbies.
Oh, I love a stubby, yeah.
They were the original 0% beer, really, weren't they?
Yeah, they were, yeah.
Nah, it's on them.
Yeah, tiny little things. One mouthful, that's all.
2% beer blonde.
Yeah, nice.
Lovely barbecue days. Okay, each week, this show and John's show, guess how many cards there are going to be. So, last week, John's show predicted 21 cards. We predicted 40. There were 35 cards.
Yes, another win.
A very good victory for us. That means the series is 4-0 to us. So, I mean, we basically won.
Absolutely wiped the floor with him.
This is John Richardson this morning.
I don't know what you feel, Susie. I'm so disheartened by the game now that I don't even want to play this week.
Well, then, do you know what? I think we don't.
I think we just walk off. AFCON final.
Yeah.
We just get ourselves together. We say we will not allow this to continue.
Yeah, we won't play this way.
So we're walking off the pitch and then see what they make of that, I guess. They've ruined their own game. Do you know what they're looking for as well? They're looking for free content because they can't fill their show.
I mean, we won anyway, so they're walking off after they've lost. I mean, it's not the greatest protest. No, it's not the power move they think it is.
It's really not. It's sad to see. So they're upset that we kept having the second guess and then going for the slightly different to them, and that's what they're upset about.
Yeah, I mean, we're always going to guess different.
Yeah, because they always have to go first due to when they're on in the schedule. It's not our fault.
Also, there were 40 cards this week. We predicted 35, they predicted 21.
Yeah, so they were way off.
They're just rubbish at it.
They're just not good at predicting cards.
They're just not good people.
And they can't take it, so they're going to flounce out of the tournament. Embarrassing.
Like Piers Morgan of GMB. Yeah.
Taking his earpiece out, storming off set. No one likes that.
Pathetic.
It's not grown-up behaviour.
But obviously it needs to be punished. You can't. It sets a terrible example to any young or indeed old listeners about how you play the game. So text us on 8-12-15. What should John Richardson's forfeit be? I don't think Susie Ruffle should get away scot-free either. She was complicit.
Yeah, she seems to be quite heavily involved in that flounce.
She was one of the ringleaders, I'd say, Your Honour.
So between them,
she played an active role in this plot.
So they still have to have the punishment, don't they? Because they've lost.
Yeah.
And they've got to accept that.
8-12-15, how do we punish John Richardson? Be as creative and as sadistic as you'd like. Rock and roll football on Absolute Radio with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson, inaugural card games winners, crushing the opposition 4-0. Yes. Oh. Crushed them so hard they walked off.
Thrashing them, they can't take it. Bad losers.
Yes, sour.
Yes, very, very sour.
Sour northern losers. Die. So Triflegate is rumbling on there.
Right, yeah.
She said, maybe some people don't use jelly, they just have everything else. When I was a kid, we had blancmange as well.
In trifle. Blancmange as a layer. It's too similar to custard, isn't it? That surely it's less like thick gloop on top of thick gloop.
But this was, it's needs must, Dyson. This is back in olden times.
Mean. Right, okay. So
whatever's like, in the larder.
Yeah. Okay, stick it in the trifle bowl, mix it all together.
Mix it all together.
Put some squirty cream on top.
Yeah. Layer it up. Wouldn't even squirty cream, but this is pre-squirty cream. Pre-squirty. She's saying blancmange. Right, this is.
Blancmange, yeah.
This is, you'd get the charabanc to the seaside. You'd have some blancmange.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, nice. Yeah, I suppose you can put, there are no strict rules when it comes to trifle. That's what we're learning. Make it your own way. Look, I mean, I suppose even tiramisu, the Italian version, is like a trifle, isn't it, really? It's just an Italian trifle.
That's so true.
Yeah, the soaked ladies' fingers or whatever they're called. The
ladies' fingers, yeah. Why are they called that?
I don't know, because isn't okra also called that as well?
It is.
Yeah. So one can be called men's fingers, can it? We're going to, you know, have a different name for these things.
Go on.
Saying anything else.
Okay, so we're talking about childhood injuries, silly injuries in honour of Jordan Henderson. Dyson, you must have had loads.
Well, yeah, no, not that many. Like I say, I've never broken a bone in my body, but all this talk of like injuring yourself at primary school, one of my earliest memories, right? And I've never really cross-referenced this with my parents, but I remember it quite clearly. You know when in PE at primary school, they would get the apparatus out, they'd pull it away from the wall.
Yeah.
You'd climb, you'd get ropes. So there was ropes dangling down, you'd climb up the ropes and then slide down the ropes.
So hard, I could never do it.
It was really hard, but when I was really young, I could climb up and then slide down. I did it so much that it led to some sort of like, friction, chafing in a sensitive part of my body. Yeah, right. And it went green in this sensitive part of my body.
With bruising or with like infection?
I think it was a combination of the friction, the infection, because I don't think it should go green.
No. And no part of you should ever go green.
And that was caused by the rubbing against the rope. I mean, it was mad.
And what did your parents say? What did the school say?
Well, the answer, I remember clearly that the answer was to put some Vaseline on it and the area.
You'd have glided down the rope with that.
Exactly.
Record
slick, super slick. And no chafing.
Were you distressed?
I remember it being very bizarre looking down and seeing green in this sensitive area. And I've never heard of it ever happening to anyone else. It's never happened since, but for about 2 weeks in the long hot summer of what? 83, 84, I had green sensitive area.
You know, after I had my last surgery.
Yeah.
When I had the button put in.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
You do get, I mean, it's like,
green?
The changing of the seasons.
Oh.
But it goes black first, and then you get the purple, the green, the yellow.
It's like bruising, it's like severe bruising.
Yeah, it's
bruising.
Like autumnal, autumnal tones.
Like a lovely sunset, yeah.
But we must be the only radio duo that have both had a green one.
I think that's a safe bet.
Time for another roundup of some of the funniest clips of the week in football. It's clickbait. Where else to start? But with Danny Murphy and the story of his cat. This is the third instalment.
Saga. This is the third update. Yes.
Danny and I in our last game thought we had closed the story of Bob the cat. But again, the phones have not stopped bleeping, so we must clear this up. Some complaints, actually, Danny, about the seemingly hasty decision of yours to send Bob the cat to Preston.
It's been a little bit unfair, a little bit harsh, just to clarify. We did try and settle him back into the house, but he started bullying and fighting his sister Mary, so we made the decision to give him the red card and send him up the road to Preston. I think it was the right decision.
So funny that
between a rock and a hard place. What
right has anyone got to tell him that he has to keep a feral cat?
I know, yeah.
Social Bob, media,
you know,
man.
They didn't want to lose Bob, but Bob went in that Royal Mail van and then he came back and they couldn't manage.
So
they had to rehouse him. I think it's fair enough. But it did seem a bit like sending an animal to Preston is a sort of euphemism for them going to cat heaven. Oh, they've been sent to Preston, I'm afraid. Sorry.
Is that the cat version of Coventry?
Yeah.
Alan Shearer and Micah Richards on the rest is footballing on Netflix. It's been getting spicy. Listen to this.
This buffoon to the left said he shouldn't start Bellingham at the start of the tournament. He absolutely jumped on the bandwagon, did. He's a sheep, is Alan. He's a sheep. Yes, he is.
Hang on.
Sheep shearer.
Before we go any further, I did listen to the show on the flight back. And speaking of buffoons, it's one thing actually sending Erling a message with a video of Erling himself. Well done, Erling. Oh, I text Erling. Well done, Erling.
Wow. He's gone full playground
there.
It's
really getting spicy. They weren't like this on Match of the Day, were they? They're really getting spicy.
They swear and everything on Netflix.
They do. The gloves are off.
The handlebar's off. the handbrake.
The shackles are off. They're playing with a smile on their face. It's lovely to see.
The scowl on their face when sensing. During the group stages, Wayne Rooney claimed that he would row down the River Mersey if Norway got to the quarterfinals. Here is Erling Haaland's response.
So go on, what would you say to him?
No, I'm looking forward to see Wayne boy rowing down in Liverpool. That's all I want to see now.
Wayne Rooney, I expect you to go out on a rowing trip.
On a rowing trip.
Wayney boy.
Wayney boy.
I've never heard.
I love
it. Erling Haaland's mouth. Wayney boy. Amazing.
finally, we always need a clip from the overlap. And Roy Keane, absolutely bang on about people who go to the gym before breakfast. Get a load of this.
You know, when you have a breakfast and two or three people come in who've been to the gym. So, you know, but they're strut in as if, like, we've been to the gym, we're amazing. You're like, you're scum because you've not been to the gym. And they're sweating. And they've got a towel on their necks as if, like, aren't we amazing? No, just sit down and eat your scrambled egg.
Sit down and eat your scrambled egg.
Love him so
much. What a
much.
Great insult. Sit down and eat your scrambled egg. Mess. Text us on 8-12-15 with your pathetic injuries. Sarah, who's, she says, from Hull, but she's from Kent, says, as a child, I was so clumsy that my mum put plasters on my knees daily to catch the blood when I fell over. Oh. My dad had a small toolbox of hand tools. I was merrily using the hand drill, winding the handle, got distracted, drilled through my shoe into my foot.
Oof.
I also kneeled on a nail around the same time. As a very young child, I walked into three lampposts in quick succession and sat on a plate of sandwiches. As an adult, I've been diagnosed with dyspraxia and ADHD.
Oh, really? Wow, it all makes sense now. Yeah, okay. Wow.
Three lampposts.
That's when the parents started to worry, I'd imagine.
I've walked into one parked car.
Oh, really? Yeah. Were you on your phone at the time? I've nearly done it so many times looking at my phone.
No, I was primary school age.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah. God, it's worrying, isn't it?
You got people painful. Walking around their phones.
Sitting on sandwiches, never done that. Would never sit on a plate of sandwiches. That is out of order.
You've got so many natural homing systems. Okay, Dyson, people are getting in touch about their pathetic injuries.
Yeah.
Silly injuries.
Alan in Lincoln says, I was helping a neighbour who was locked out once, right, and it involved hopping over balconies as the door should have been open. I made it there and the door was locked. It was safer to make a 10-foot drop than climb back over.
What?
Well, I landed. Funny, turns out I'd snapped my heel.
10 foot is
ten
so...
10-foot drop.
It doesn't... You don't think I'm 6 foot. But
yes.
An extra 4 feet and then just a fall.
It's a big drop, that. Snapping your heel sounds horrendous. I've never even heard of that happening before. Oh, the heel snap. Don't go balcony hopping.
It's a terrible habit.
It's a mad idea.
It was a dumb craze.
Yeah, it was a crazy thing that was big in the 70s. Yeah. Balcony hopping. Stop it.
Yeah, he saw the Iranian embassy siege.
Yeah.
I fancy a bit of
that. That's what inspired it. Yeah, not a good idea.
About 5 hours and 17 minutes until kickoff, but that time is going to go fast.
Yes.
Don't start yet.
Do not start. If you
hold
can
it.
Hold off, do.
Hold
yeah,
it.
Please.
You're going to have to. Now, we didn't just defeat John Richardson and his co-presenters, Angela Barnes, Susie Ruffle, all the other people.
Wiped the floor with them, really.
We battered them so hard they left.
Yeah.
That's the sort of beating that was meted out.
Mm.
But we need to also punish them for losing and for forfeiting. Mm. Some people have been getting in touch with ideas, Dyson.
Wes the Tory in Buxton says, after the mighty, his mighty Humberside Saab were fined for walking off from a Sunday league fixture in Grimsby back in the day, John and Susie must be fined. Wow, we should take
their financial
wages
sanctions.
Should take their show fees off them. Yeah, fair enough, I think, yeah. I'd suggest they're also made to listen to their own show back on indefinite repeat.
Oh,
that sounds
that's too far.
Like Guantanamo Bay levels.
That's an enhanced interrogation technique.
It's brutal.
You'd end up in front of a congressional committee for that.
Yeah.
Mr. Dyson, can you confirm that you made John Richardson listen back to his own voice?
To his own show.
Have you heard that man's voice? Do you think it's legitimate to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Can I ask you?
He'd end up, because he heard his own voice so much, he'd end up hating his own voice. Wouldn't it? That would be a sad state of affairs.
I don't think anyone should have to listen to that voice. Do you, Mr. Dyson?
No, I'm not
Would
sure.
Would you want to listen to John Richardson on repeat?
I do. I like
do you think that's okay?
No, maybe not forever. I don't know, indefinitely.
Would a physical beating have not been more merciful?
Possibly, yeah. Okay, we'll go with that then.
How quickly we drift into tyranny. What a lesson. I enjoyed being a senator, though.
Yeah, you were very powerful.
I've been very moved by what I've heard at this committee today. Mr. Dyson, I want to say I think you're a man of utmost probity and integrity.
Well, thank you. Cancer.
Oh, cancer. Are you flirting with me, Mr. Dyson?
I do believe I am.
Well, maybe we should talk outside of this building. I can feel a something developing.
This has gone weird.
Can I just check? It ain't green, is it?
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Well, future people, that brings us to the end of today's show.
We're still not with you in the future. We still don't know about the result of the Norway game, but I'm sorry if you had to witness that strange sort of deep south courtroom drama scene that happened earlier. I'm not sure how that came about.
I'll tell you what, the chemistry was...
It was real, wasn't it?
It was fast, it was hot, it was real.
There was some sort of sexual tension
I really felt it.
I mean, we could have carried that show on, you know, behind the scenes. You don't want to know what happened.
Oh, Dyson, man, every Saturday. We say, I wonder if England will still be in it next week. Every Saturday it's been the case. Please, God. If we're in it next week, it means we're in the final.
Oh, it's amazing, isn't it? That will be massive.
Oh, I've just got the tingles.
Yeah, let's not get carried away.
Oh, I'm
let's
back just, in that committee.
Let's just...
getting all hot and heavy. Hot, heavy and green. Well, have a great week. Thank you for downloading this. Leave a 5-star written review. Share it far and wide. Well, next week is our last show of the World Cup series. Then we'll be back in a few weeks after that for the Premier League.
Yes. So
that's the great thing about football. It never stops.
It never stops.
There's always another go.
It keeps on trucking.
But come on, England. Come on, hold it. Hold it. Shut him up.
Shut him up.
Rock and Roll Football. Podcast done.